Hello.
Hi, we got off. We're almost done. We are at 70%. Okay?
Oh.
Okay. We almost done.
Yeah, I lost my smartphone.
Yeah, I lost you. Now, the FDA, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban on, of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with this statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with this statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The FDA knows the danger in cigarettes and cigars comes from things like smoke and tar and not nicotine or flavors including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it does not cause cancer and does not kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization. Do you agree with that statement? Yes or no? 0 to 10. 0, do not agree. 5, somewhat agree.
No, agree. No, agree.
No? Okay. No. 0?
Yeah, because, the, okay. You know, it doesn't matter whether they smoke, they have a problem.
Okay. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our life lately. It is one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it is a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedom regulated by the government. Do you, 0, do not agree at all, 5, somewhat agree, and 10, strongly agree with that statement?
Yes, I agree with that one.
Somewhat?
Yes.
Thank you. Today's smoker comes disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions, this ban would only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite their prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction to cessation, support, and harm reduction. 0, do not agree. 5, somewhat agree. 10, strongly agree.
I don't understand exactly the question. It's because they're going to...
Well, they're saying that this is going to be... The ban is going to target certain people more than other people, especially people that have lower education or income, they don't have a high income, or the LGBTQ plus community, and or population suffering from mental health condition or other drug addictions. This ban will only serve to further persecute these people. That's what they're saying. Do you agree with that? Do you agree?
No,
with
I don't
that?
Agree.
No?
I disagree with that.
Okay, 0, do not agree
they,
at all?
They want
one,
to persecute for cigarettes and not persecute for something else that is more than that one.
Okay, so 0 or 1, 2, 3?
0. 0,
thank you. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat. You know, because I don't know. I don't smoke. That's why, you know.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
No, makes sense.
Okay. Well, yeah, it don't matter. We just want your opinion. If you're not smoking, then that's how you feel. Because you don't smoke, that's fine. It's okay. It's not a right or wrong answer, okay? And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose that one.
Somewhat or strongly?
Stronger than support.
Strongly. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your community? To your own community, more benefits or more harm by banning?
It's a banish.
More benefit?
It's not benefits because, no, it's not benefits.
Okay, so more harm then?
Yes.
Somewhat or more, much more?
Much more.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? You'd be more willing to vote for someone that is for the ban, or less willing to vote for someone that is for the ban?
I don't know.
Okay, I have that here too. Don't worry about it. Don't know. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes? You say you don't smoke, so I said no. Heat not burn tobacco products? Have you used that?
No.
And no? E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No, I don't use it.
No? Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No, I don't use it.
Okay. Soda pop? In the last 30 days, have you had a soda?
No. I don't smoke anything.
No, soda. Soda?
Soda?
Here, in the past 30 days, have you drank a soda?
Not much.
Oh, but you drink, right? At least one, right? In the past 30 days?
Yeah.
Okay. How about beer in the past 30 days? One, two?
One, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe,
that's all. It don't matter. It's just one or whatever. In the past 30 days. Me too. I have one in the past 30 days. Liquor or spirits? Like, rum, cognac, stuff like that. Liquor or spirits? Yes or no? In the last 30 days?
Yeah.
Okay. How about wine?
I go to outside to eat it.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. How about wine? In the past 30 days, have you...
No, I don't use it. I don't like it.
No? Okay. How about coffee? In the last 30 days?
I drink coffee all day.
Me too. Me too. Okay. Oral nicotine pouches. No, you don't smoke, so...
No, I don't use it.
No. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, you don't smoke either, so that shouldn't apply to you. Okay, now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions, we're almost done. We are 91%. We only have a few more questions. I do want to thank you for your patience and hanging in there with me. I appreciate that. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Do you finish high school? Do you go to college?
I have a high school.
Okay, thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow? Married, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
What the age you're asking?
18 years of age or younger living with you in your household?
Yeah, I have a two.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I don't know, middle?
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union employee association? Are you a member of the union?
No, I don't.
How about anyone in your household? Anybody in your household? No? Okay. Does not apply? Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's rural. Well, I am close to the city, but...
You're close to the city?
Yes.
Oh, urban is the city. And suburban
is
close to the city, and rural is like way out in
the
middle.
Yeah,
we are
the city. Yeah, okay.
So you say that you're close to the city, right?
Yes.
Or you're in the city, or you live in the city?
No, not in the city.
So that, then you live in suburban. Suburban is close to the city.
Yeah, suburban. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, you do? Okay. Yeah. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day. I really appreciate it. Take care. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Cuídate. Gracias. Mm-hmm.